teacher head is back with the kind of post that makes you realize professional development season has arrived, whether you packed for it or not.
Tom Sherrington has been visiting schools and lessons at scale, and what he keeps finding points to three connected areas of teaching practice: inclusion, responsiveness, and oracy. That's the territory we're covering today.
Let's start with what those three areas actually are and why he thinks they matter right now.
The frame here is that these three areas, inclusive teaching, responsive teaching, and teaching through talk, aren't separate agendas. The argument is that they're one agenda seen through different lenses, all pointing at the same goal: every learner actively involved every lesson.
And the post is direct about where the current default falls short. The line that sets the whole thing up is this: we need to do some pretty serious work to reverse the default of "can anyone tell me" to become "is there anyone here who isn't sure?"
That's the inclusion problem in one sentence. The post on systematic inclusion is literally everyone thinking, talking, practicing, learning. Calls this a collective habit rather than an individual failure, which shifts the responsibility usefully towards school culture rather than individual blame.
Right. And the thought experiment post, the inherent challenge of teaching a class of individuals, makes it concrete by asking you to follow the daily experience of the least confident student in a room. Once you do that, the volunteer-based question and answer model looks pretty thin.
The EEF's new guidance on inclusive teaching gets a mention too. Specifically, its insistence that frequent checks for understanding must involve everyone, not a sample.
Which connects directly to the second area, responsive teaching. Knowing who's struggling is only useful if you do something about it.
The post on formative action loops is where that argument lives. The concept, drawn from the formative action school, is that teachers need to evaluate responses generated during a lesson, interpret them, and act. The word that carries the weight there is action. Not just assessment, not just noticing, but changing course.
Schemes of work that assume everyone moves forward in lockstep don't leave much room for that kind of agility, which is a structural problem, not just a habit problem.
The third area is oracy, and the post "Student Talk, It Matters" makes the case that reluctance to speak isn't a reason to do less of it. It's a reason to build stronger talk culture. Voice 21's oracy benchmarks get a specific endorsement as a practical framework.
The reframe that lands hardest is the simplest one. Oracy isn't an add-on. It's how inclusion and responsiveness actually show up in the room.
And putting teaching ideas into action ties the whole thing together, arguing that professional development needs to address both the purposes behind these practices and the techniques for running them, not just one or the other.
The stakes underneath all three areas are the same. Students who find learning hard matter as much as those who don't, and the structures need to reflect that.
That's the through line. And it points toward what schools actually need to build, not just believe.
Inclusion, responsiveness, talk, three labels, one question. Is every student actually in the room, learning-wise?
That's the work. We'll be back with more from Teacher Head next time.